This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There are people out in California who are protesting this afternoon, actually throughout the day today, in favor of the Calexit. Calexit. C-A-L-E-X-I-T. The idea of California leaving the United States.
I prefer Cal-leave-fornia.
That one's cute. We'll get into that story if we get the chance. But I wanted to talk further about some of the real success stories in the election last night. Obviously, a lot of people are either elated or really angry about Donald Trump, but that's the sideshow. The real story, especially for libertarians, as we are here on Free Talk Live, by the way, with you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
The real story is how did the libertarians do? How did they do, not just in New Hampshire?
There are some people that are upset that Gary Johnson did not get 5%.
I'm not surprised.
And I had a discussion with somebody on Facebook earlier where, you know, she had posted, oh, I'm upset that Gary didn't get 5%. Mm-hmm. Or actually, her statement was, libertarians are upset. And my response was, only the libertarians that wanted the federal welfare check.
Right.
And she said, no, I wanted the ballot access.
Ooh.
And I said, Gary Johnson getting 5% had nothing to do with ballot access.
I thought you said during the break that some states...
There were some states where a performance in a state had something to do with ballot access. But a presidential candidate getting 5% nationally does not grant them or that party ballot access in every state.
But are there some But there are some states wherein if he did get 5%, he
would have given some benefit. So Michigan,
it's safe to say that getting 5%, setting 5% as a goal includes as a benefit ballot access in some states.
In some states, but there are some states, and I'll go over the list, where 1% gets ballot access or 2% for the presidential candidate. Michigan will give a political party that gets 5% nationally a presidential primary in Michigan. But those parties already are ballot qualified by meeting other vote tests. And in Michigan, both the Working Class Party, which is a new one, and the Libertarians polled enough to qualify for a primary in 2018. So in Michigan, a party has to get 154,040 votes for a statewide race to qualify for a primary at the next election. The Libertarians had three candidates meet that test, Gary Johnson being one of them, and then two Libertarian nominees for statewide educational positions. So even if they did not qualify for the primary in 2018, the Libertarians still would have had ballot access in Michigan in 2018.
Well, so, I mean, there's some good news out there, but the best news is coming out of New Hampshire, where the Libertarian gubernatorial candidate, Max Abramson, who you've heard call the show a few times in the last few months, he actually did better than all of the other Libertarian candidates out there for
this
governor,
year.
For governor, for this year, yeah. The guy in Indiana who we had talked about previously, who was actually in the debates in Indiana, didn't even crack 4%. He was at like 3.2%. Now, Daryl, you told me apparently he had some kind of heart attack.
Yes.
Before
that's not going to help your rankings.
About a week ago. Right. And so that's going to, as I see it, it's going to dissuade some people from voting for that person.
Yeah, but how many people? I mean, was it really going to make a big difference? Honestly, if I was going to vote for somebody, I'd have voted for him.
It
he didn't die. even if he had died, I would have still voted for him. If I were in Indiana, I would have voted for him either way.
And there have been, you know, some major party congressmen that have been literally on their deathbeds and gotten reelected with like 95% of the
vote. There was that dude, was it the 2004 when there was the guy up against John Ashcroft? The dude was dead and he beat John Ashcroft.
Right, because the party had said, here's the replacement candidate.
Yeah, but how many people know that stuff? Most people don't even know that.
I believe it was also posted in the polling areas.
Well, here's the I just thought it was great that people were voting for a dead guy.
Right. But, yes,
you had to go ruin my, my fun, Daryl.
Libertarians in New Hampshire regained ballot access for the first time in 20 years.
20 years, yeah. My story over at freekeen.com gets into some of the details there. It was back in 1990 when the Libertarian Party gained ballot access, or ballot access and, like, the official party status.
Because
in New Hampshire, when you register for political parties, you can only choose Republican, Democrat, or so-called undeclared.
Yes.
And now, as of the next few weeks, we tried today, and they wouldn't let we couldn't do it today, because they're still waiting for the official results. But we tried to go and register as Libertarian today after we got back from Concord, and, you know, we're going to have to wait a couple weeks. But now you will be able to choose Libertarian as a party registration in New Hampshire.
Right.
And the Libertarians get the exact same access to the ballot now for the next term, for 2018. You know, it's only every 2 years. They make a new decision every 2 years based on the results of the gubernatorial or the U.S. Senate election.
Yes, and there is no U.S. Senate seat up in 2018.
Right. So the governor candidate for the Libertarians has to crack 4% again in 2018 in order for it to carry over to 2012. But anyway, in 2018, anyone who wants to run as a Libertarian candidate now doesn't have to go and run as a Democrat or a Republican. They can actually run as a Libertarian, and they don't have to get out there and collect ridiculous ballot signatures or petition signatures, which is one of the most costly, time-consuming, ridiculous processes that anybody has ever put themselves through. And thank goodness now, in 2018, we won't have to do that.
And there are several other places where the Libertarians and the Greens picked up qualified status, meaning that, you know, not going to have to jump through ridiculous hoops and hurdles. Although in some places, Massachusetts being one of them, candidates for major parties and minor parties still have to go collect signatures. And that's something that, you know, New Hampshire, the major party candidates don't have to collect any signatures.
Yep.
In New York, they have to collect, but it's a different number based on something.
In New Hampshire, it's $2 if you want to file for state representative. $2.
Yes.
Yeah, I do delegates for the state convention. It's zero.
So Connecticut, both the Green and Libertarians are now qualified for president. And Connecticut does this weird thing to where a party can be qualified for a specific office only. So if you pull 1%, then you're qualified for that office at the next election, but not qualified for every office.
Now, in New Hampshire, you do have to have lived here for 2 years in order to run for state representative.
Yes.
But isn't the two-year time frame based on when you take office, Daryl, not when you win the election? Like when you actually swear the oath of office?
I think so.
So if you were to move here to New Hampshire, like within the next, how long do they have before they swear in? Early December,
I think it is? Early December, yes.
Yes. If you move to New Hampshire within the next month, you can basically run for state representative in 2 years.
Now, that's not to say that somebody would not challenge your candidacy and say, oh, well, he's not lived here for 2 years when he signed up.
It's unlikely.
It's highly unlikely.
People
Nobody
just don't
would know
what's going on.
Yeah,
here.
They wouldn't know when you moved here anyway. I mean, you never have to really prove it unless someone challenges it. Right.
So let's go back through.
Let's do that in a moment.
Some of this list.
Let's talk to Nathan first, though. In North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys. Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
I just wanted to ask Mark, sometime back, he had discussed in detail the blue card immigration proposal, and I was really intrigued, and I was wondering if he could give me a quick breakdown of the core tenets of how that would work.
I'd have to remember it. I put it on the blog, Ian, but I don't know how to search the blog to find it. I've attempted to find it in the past, and I just can't get it. I get all kinds of customer service savings cards and things like that when I look it up. But basically, what it the notion was that anybody who wanted to come to the United States could do so, but they would receive no government services whatever. And I include in that any kind of government service from the state, local, federal, whatever it might be. They also don't have the minimum wage law protections to protect them or whatever. They want to come here. They want to make a better life for themselves. All they got to do, walk through, you know, slap down whatever identification somebody's going to want from them, because God knows we'd never get this through without, you know, claiming that they got the fingerprint or something or other. I don't know.
Well, unfortunately, you can't really expect Donald Trump to implement that idea. But if you want to comment, Nathan, you can hang on. We'll bring you back here. 855-450-FREE. More election news coming up. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about some of the success stories from last night's election, specifically for libertarians, because, well, we're all liberty-minded people here on this program, so how the libertarians did was one of the more chief concerns for us. You're welcome to share your thoughts, though, whatever's on your mind, and you can join us via Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm. And by the way, if you want to help make the Libertarian Party more principled, or maybe you'll want to water it down even more, you can get involved with the Libertarian Party now for free. If you're a Free Talk Live listener, we've secured a free membership for you with the Libertarian Party. This gives you the opportunity to get involved in what is apparently a very fast-growing party. They've added, I believe, around 10,000 members, at least that I saw recently within the last year. And so if you want to get involved, you can do it for free now by going to lp.org/FTL. That's LP, like Libertarian Party, lp.org/FTL for your free Libertarian Party membership. As we go back to Nathan in North Carolina. Nathan, you called in to ask Mark about his blue card proposal. It's been like, I don't know, a year or something, several months at least, since we've talked about this. What you know, made you think about it?
Yeah, I think it has been pretty close to a year. You know, I remember listening to the show whenever it first came on, and I was just really impressed by how unique and unique the idea was and how much sense it made. And I tried to search for it online a couple times, and maybe my Google foo isn't good enough, but I couldn't really find much aside from maybe an indirect link to the podcast download. But
I'll make a blog post of it this time, because what likely happened was this was, I think, the very first blog post that I made on Free Talk Live, and I likely didn't save it properly, and it just disappeared into the ether. And
if you go to freetalklive.com and you hit the little search magnifying glass at the top right and you type in blue space card, you'll find the episode where you first introduced the idea. So you can actually go back and listen to a much longer, lengthier, more in-depth discussion about that. Because I think we talked about that on a Saturday night, if I'm recalling correctly, and it basically took up the entire show.
As things are on Saturday nights.
But in summary, basically the idea was that somebody, as I recall it, was that someone who wanted to come to the United States could get this blue card in return for not being willing to take any kind of welfare. They would get the ability to come here, live here, and work here. That was essentially the idea.
Right. When so not only on Free Talk Live do we advocate for the ideas of liberty, because this blue card is not an idea of liberty. This is an idea to hopefully make to increase liberty and make some people's lives better in market ways. So there's not just – I try not to just come up with, you know, burn it all down, because that's a pretty easy answer. I also try to come up with ideas that are palatable to the largest group of people, because, frankly, populist ideas have more legs than, you know, principled libertarian ideas. I certainly try to make the principled libertarian ideas go as far as I can, but you got to bow to populism to some extent or another. People's complaints about immigrants tend to be, you know, they're taking our jobs. They tend to be, they're coming here and, you know, not working and taking welfare.
Right. So it's Schrodinger's immigrant.
Yes. And it's funny. Go ahead and explain Schrodinger's immigrant, because people aren't going
to
get that
right.
Joke.
So that's a reference to Schrodinger's cat, where there's a cat inside of a box that's both dead and alive at the same time, and you don't know until you open the box.
Right.
So, but if you open the box, then you definitely kill the cat.
I don't understand. But I didn't know the part about killing the cat. Anyway, so the idea was to figure out what it was that concerned people about immigrants. And we've heard all kinds of concerns here on Free Talk Live throughout the years. One of them, my favorite, is that if they come into our neighborhood, they'll eat our cats and dogs when we're not looking. I don't have a proposal for that other than take meds.
That there was a movie, 9500 Liberty, about this town in Virginia that wound up passing this really ridiculous immigration law. But one of the arguments that was made during the discussion was, these people have chickens in their yard and they play mariachi music.
There's white people with chickens in their yard, too.
Yes, and I'm glad there are, because then I get cheap eggs.
And I like mariachi music.
Right, well, I don't care one way or the other
and
about
Latina
it.
And Latina women are, you know, generally fairly attractive.
See?
None of these things matter to me. These are all about
you,
whether...
You don't like attractive women that grow their own food?
There's probably the percentage of their population that's attractive is probably exactly the same as the percentage of our population that's attractive. So you're just talking about adding people.
Hey, Nathan, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
You know, what I'd like to do is go back and listen to the show and take notes. And I'd love to do a write-up or you know, make some kind of easily distributable flyer or Facebook post about it and share. And of course, credit Mark. I just thought it was a terrific idea. And,
cool. Credit for Talk Live.
More attention.
You could totally do that. Thanks, Nathan. I appreciate your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, feel free to borrow any of our ideas, you know,
and if you do,
whatever you want to do.
Let us know about it so we can promote it on Facebook. I mean, it's not like we don't have almost 100,000 likes on Facebook plus a nationally syndicated radio program. The fact is we don't have the kind of time or the kind of energy to do all of this stuff.
I've got like 4 blog posts I want to do in one day. And
you're the marketing department of Free Talk Live because we can't afford to hire one. I mean, Daryl, Ian, and I work 60 hours a day, every day, probably 7 days a week, but at least 5 days a week, plus another, you know, 8 or 10 hours
I've
over the weekend.
I've not had a day off in, I honestly don't know how long.
Right. Well, that's because we're doing
something. Had a whole month off from Free Talk Live.
Yeah, from doing this show at night.
Right. He was sitting in the other room doing his Liberty Lobby stuff.
I
mean, the whole thing. And that's we are passionate about the ideas of Liberty. And so, therefore, this isn't too hard, but but we just don't have any more time to allocate to more things.
Right.
So if you can do things to make, you know, our ideas.
Plus, I've got a state party to chair now.
Yep, that's true. Hey, take the ball, run with it, take the ideas, publish them, do whatever you want, modify them, have fun with it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Paul is in Arizona, the one state, apparently, according to Daryl, where marijuana reform did not pass. There were multiple states where there
was actually according to Reason, and I just relayed that number to you.
Right. Whatever. The fact is, Arizona did not work out for marijuana legalization, apparently, this time around. Go ahead, Paul. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, first off, I'd like to thank you guys for doing your 25 hours a day.
No problem.
But it just, yeah, I have a theory about that, but I'm going to say something that, you know, a misinformed or uninformed voter is worse than a non-voter, because last year, at 51 years old, I registered to vote in California. I believe it was Proposition 205. It's about 8 pages in the book, and it's really small print, and I didn't read it real close. And a no was a yes, and a yes was a no, and it was about the marijuana. You know what I mean? And so I was really upset about this because I know people that were doing medical crops out there in California, and they were trying to renegotiate this thing, and they were trying to take this
hold
away.
Hold that thought, Paul. We can continue here. Plus, big news out of Arizona. Joe Arpaio didn't get reelected.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us here toll-free. We're doing the election post-mortem and more to talk about on the way, including some of the ballot measures out there. Daryl, you've been looking at some of those, and one of them in New Mexico is particularly egregious. We'll get into that here in a few moments. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Hey, how'd you like to try out the best pillow you'll ever use, risk-free, for 60 days? Or darn close to risk-free. You still will have to pay for the shipping to send it back if for some reason you didn't like it, but you get your money back.
It's pretty risk-free, though.
Yeah. MyPillow.com, code FTL, gets you one pillow for half off, or two for the price of one. Unlike a regular pillow, you can wash MyPillow in your washing machine. You can throw it in the dryer after that. It's designed to be washed, and it's also designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, and that is to say parallel with your mattress. I've been using it for the past several months, as has Mark and Daryl, and it is the best pillow I've used. If it weren't, I'd have switched back to my other one. Yeah. So you can go to MyPillow.com/FTL. Use code FTL to get the not slash. Take that back. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. And the pillow, by the way, has a 10-year warranty on it and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So they stand behind their product. They mean what they say when they think that you're going to believe this is the best pillow you've ever had. MyPillow.com with code FTL. Let's go back to Paul in Arizona. He's talking about how somebody who is not really paying close attention to their vote is the worst kind of voter. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, well, first off, Uncle Joe needs one of those pillows because he didn't make it. Uncle Joe Arpaio.
Oh, yeah, Joe Arpaio. He did not get reelected after 20-something years.
He blames Obama.
You know what? And, the new sheriff down there, I'm up in Mojave County, so that's south of the... But his name is Paul. I can remember that name. And you know, they asked him this morning on the Phoenix News, they said, well, did you get rid of Tent City and those pink panties you're making them wear? He goes, well, I'm not sure yet.
So, things don't sound like they're going to change.
And I heard the peso plunged. So you look that one up. The actual words out of the guy's mouth was, the peso has plunged.
So what happened in Arizona besides the marijuana thing not passing? Was there anything else that you wanted to share with us?
Well, yeah, you know, I was going to say, but I did this last year, and I'll let everybody in California slap me once because I didn't read the ballot right. And you know, it was a yes, and yes was a no. I think it was Proposition 205. Mm-hmm. They were trying to renegotiate the medical marijuana things where these people couldn't grow it, even with the scripts, if they had a neighbor within like 5 miles. And so I thought that after we already voted on it, and they were trying to renegotiate this, I thought, no. So I went and voted. And I voted backwards. And also in that proposition, about 8 pages thick, small print, I freed the chickens.
Somehow I freed
the chicken because the farmer has to give them twice the amount of space, which means he only has half as many. And counting the, I got screwed factor, eggs over doubled in California. So
the price of eggs doubled after that passed. Makes sense.
A little over.
Paul, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Now, one thing that surprised me that did not pass in California is repeal of the death penalty.
How did it do?
I no longer have the number in front of me, but it was not close, assuming that it needed a supermajority.
People are bloodthirsty, man, even out in California, apparently.
Well, I mean, just because it tends to be a lefty issue doesn't mean that, you know, Democrats necessarily are going to go for it.
Yeah.
Many Democrats are Democrats because they feel like the Republicans hate them, and they're not too far. It's not too far from the truth if they, you know, look a little. If you scratch a little underneath the surface, so there's, you know, if you look at ethnic groups, many ethnic groups are very socially conservative, and socially conservative people tend to favor the death penalty. Now, it takes a little bit of education to show that the death penalty is both fiscally irresponsible and socially irresponsible, but nonetheless. If you ask people, do you think bad people that kill people should be killed? Many people are going to say, yeah.
So it got 53%, but that was not a high enough percentage to pass.
What was needed? 60?
I believe 60.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, this is a very interesting show, but I just want to say here in New Mexico, you know that Hillary Clinton, we carried her here. We won the state. But, like I said, we don't really count as far as the 5 electoral votes. Because, you know, Donald Trump, he got Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and then he won. So, basically, what I was saying is true.
Well, he got a lot more than a few states. He got quite a few of them. And as it was interesting, New Mexico, the home of Gary Johnson, he didn't even crack two double digits. He did 9%, which was, I think, the best showing of all of the
There were some counties in New Mexico where he did get 10%.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't look that closely at it, but just, you know, kind of looking overall at what Johnson did state to state, you'd think he'd done a little bit
better. Right, but that still, he did better in New Mexico this year than he did 4 years
How
ago.
How much better?
I think he only got 3.5%.
So about
4 years ago.
About 3 times better.
Right.
Just, you know, kind of consistent with what he got nationwide, which was about 3 times better than 2012. Sarah, you know, are you bummed out today? Have you been crying? Have you been triggered?
No, I'm just really completely shocked. But I'm actually.
I was shocked too.
I'm very I just want to say this was a very important election for New Mexico because we matter in the fact that we sent Michelle Lujan Grisham, we sent two Congress people up there, that's Democrat, We have one, Steve Pierce. He's a Republican.
So you're not giving up, huh? You're not going to call it quits. You're not going to move down to Mexico or up to Canada or something like that. Because there's a lot of people who said if Donald Trump wins that they're going to be leaving the United States. You're doubling down. You're sticking it out, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm not going anywhere. And also, you know, up in Santa Fe, within our state, we got the Democratic, the representative back like we had for 60 years. So the Republicans took majority, but we got it back in this election. You know, there's 70 House of Representatives within our state, but we got it back.
Well,
so,
we got nothing. Yeah, a bunch of slimy politicians went to Washington, D.C.
Well, she considers herself a slimy politician, a part of their team. She's on their team.
I want to know, Sarah, do you think that your Obama phone's going to get Trump snatched?
Well, you know what? I really don't know what the outcome is. But I know you guys got a Democratic governor, and you have picked up another Democratic congressman.
You're mistaken. The governor's was the new governor that recently been elected is a Republican, replacing a Democrat.
New Hampshire has had a Democratic governor for the last decade.
New Hampshire is what they call a purple state.
Yeah.
Meaning that some of the top ticket things go Republican, some go Democrat, and you know, like you can't say one way or the other of, oh, it's a Republican dominated or it's a Democrat, because it looks like Hillary is going to wind up getting the 4 electoral votes in New Hampshire.
Barely.
While a Republican wound up getting elected governor in the same election.
Right. And that's one of the things I really, thanks for the call, Sarah. And that's one of the things that I think is special about New Hampshire is that it seems like the people here purposefully will vote split tickets like that,
yes,
where you know they're more likely to be less partisan in New Hampshire.
I always make it, make an effort to vote Democrat, Republican, and Independent on any ballot that I have. I just want to be able to have sort of a smattering in a general election just to say I did it.
Well, anyway, let's continue here. Daryl, I think you had a little bit more you wanted to share, some ballot initiatives or whatever you got in front of you.
So in New Mexico, surprisingly, and this was a huge margin, 87% of voters in New Mexico voted for what was titled Amendment 1 that would authorize judges to waive bail for a person charged with a felony. So you're charged with the felony,
ridiculous.
Ian, you cannot give us any amount of money to wind up leaving court or leaving jail before your court hearing.
So they don't have to waive bail. They're authorized to do so.
Correct.
Still, that's 80-something percent.
87%.
It's incredible. We'll continue. Terrible news.
Yeah. Plus, there's more ballot access news and good news for libertarians.
Yeah, and I've still got some really great news out of New Hampshire for libertarians here as well. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The 2016 election post-mortem. We are going through the good. We're going through the bad. There's a lot of bad. I mean, most of the politicians running are terrible human beings.
You take the good, you take the bad.
You take them both. There you have
the facts of life.
That's right.
And we had a lot of good news here in New Hampshire. Even though Libertarian candidate for governor Max Abramson did not win, he did cross the threshold required to give the Libertarian Party official status here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
As a real party, which means that we get to get on the ballot just as easily as the Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
It's
now,
the first time in 20 years that that's happened.
The thing that I am not happy about is that this means that the Libertarians will have a primary in 2 years.
Mm.
And there are some people, well, don't you want a primary? No, because then that allows anybody, whether they're actually a Libertarian or not, to wind up being foisted upon the Libertarian Party
right.
as the nominee.
Now, you have a plan about that. Do you want to reveal that plan or no?
You are the state party chairman.
That's correct.
Right. I think that those that don't know that ought to be informed.
Right. So I'm comfortable talking about it
okay.
because there are a lot of states where a qualified party is allowed to nominate by convention under certain conditions.
Okay.
So some states will have what they call minor party status, and then there's major party status. New Hampshire just has political party.
Yep.
So if you get 4% for governor or U.S. Senate, you're a political party. If you don't, doesn't matter. You could call yourself party,
right?
But you are a political organization under the law.
Got it.
And therefore, you have to petition.
So, like the New Hampshire Liberty Party that we, you and I, formed back in 2012.
Yes, is a political
is a organization.
If
we were to get 4%, then we would become a political party.
And then subject to having a primary where anybody could wind up filing and foisting themselves upon you.
Like they can in the major parties, where
right.
anybody can register as a Democrat, like Ian did, and
correct.
Run for governor, like Ian did, and have a platform that's really not similar at all to anybody who's in that party, like Ian did.
That's right.
So
yeah.
why is it that you think that the Libertarian Party should be spared that?
Well, again,
of costs.
Right.
Well,
so,
I don't think that any taxpayer should bear any of the costs for any of the primaries, but the fact is they do.
Right. So there is the cost savings, but also...
What cost savings besides a little bit
printing
of...
Printing ballots, yeah.
Yeah, but the ballots are getting printed already,
not,
right?
They're currently printing ballots for Republicans and Democrats.
I see.
In 2 years, they're going to have to print a primary ballot for Libertarians, which is going to increase the cost of the primary election by 33%.
And the nice thing about New Hampshire...
They have to have as many ballots for the Libertarians as they do for the Republicans.
Yeah, because undeclared voters can grab...
The Libertarian
ballot.
So what your proposal is going to be, you're going to try to find some state reps to bring this up.
So, again, let me finish with the concept. Yeah. So there are some states to where they have one vote threshold for getting ballot status and then another threshold for becoming a major party. And only major parties, and we talked about this with Michigan, to where the Libertarian Party has been ballot qualified in Michigan for a while, but they this year qualified to get that primary in 2 years. So there's one example
but
of
we
a
don't
state.
Want that.
Right. I'm saying there's one example of a state that's just one example of a party having ballot access that does not have that taxpayer-funded primary
until
meeting a higher threshold.
Which they did.
Right. So what I'm going to try doing is getting a state rep to say that any party that polls less than, say, 15% for governor is allowed to nominate by convention.
Why shouldn't any party, period, be allowed to nominate by convention?
I think they should be, but that's not going to pass.
Okay. That doesn't mean you couldn't put it forward, right? Like, okay, well, you know.
You anti-liberty person, you don't want this to be fair for all the parties?
Again, I think that... I agree with you. There should not be taxpayer-funded primaries,
right,
but I know that bill's not going to pass.
But you're wait a minute.
Here's the thing.
Why
here's
not?
The thing.
Why not? People in New Hampshire love being frugal. I mean, one of the nice things about the New Hampshire
but
government is...
But they also love... The Secretary of State loves being able to promote, we've got the first-in-the-nation primary.
Right.
And if you get rid of that, then...
Well, now, maybe the primary rule could only apply to state primaries. Rather than the national.
The presidential primary is a statewide primary.
No. But there's no state government offices on the presidential primary ballot. You see what
Correct.
I'm saying? So your rule could only apply to state primaries rather than the presidential primary. And then you could eliminate state primaries and have them all done privately within the parties. That would make everybody happy.
I think that's definitely worth a discussion.
Yeah.
I just, based on what I know of the legislatures... Or the legislators, I don't think it would pass if you say, you know, like, let any party opt out.
Yeah, well, maybe it would be interesting to see the response, and then you could back down to that and say, all right, well, what if you did 15% or whatever? Because the reason I bring that up is because New Hampshire is notoriously frugal, notoriously kind of flinty when it comes to savings
the
on
bills. The argument that has always been brought up whenever there's been a let's make it a little bit easier for somebody not a Republican or a Democrat to get on the ballot is, well, then if we drop this down from 4% to 2%, then we'll have 20 qualified parties and we'll have to pay for primaries for all of them.
The ballot will be
a
mile
long.
Be,
10 feet long because it's sideways and we got the party
so column. Money is always an objection to new proposed legislation.
Yes.
And every piece of legislation has to go through some sort of office of cost control. I forget what they're called, but they basically look at each proposed piece of legislation and they say, well, this piece of legislation would increase our cost by this amount if it were to pass. Or it would decrease by this amount if it were to pass. And so that fiscal note is attached to every single piece of legislation to give the senators and the representatives some idea of what these things would cost. And even small increases can frequently be opposed here in New Hampshire, which is one of the reasons why the government stays small here. So if you sort of frame this as, hey, this is a cost savings for everyone, and the political parties don't have to worry about, Ian Freeman running for the Democrats anymore.
Right. And one thing that I'm going to have to do some research on is look at all of the different statutes in the different states to see which ones have these various thresholds and then come up with sort of a here's the average sort of tier of X becomes minor party, get their candidates on the general election, and Y is where they get a primary. Now, there are some states, Arizona being one of them, to where the party can request not to have a presidential primary, but they cannot request to not have a regular primary for all other offices.
And some of this work that you're doing as LibertyLobby.xyz,
yes,
which is your new lobbying firm here,
yes,
in New Hampshire. How are your fundraiser?
Right now, I'm at 63% of the monthly goal. So
wow,
the yearly goal is $5,000. Divide that by 12.
Yep.
Monthly goal of about $416.
So
I'm currently at about 63% of that.
Wow.
Once I add in the one-time donations that have come in, mm-hmm, I'm looking at about 70% of the annual goal.
So if you average it out over the 12 months.
Yes.
So go to help Daryl out. If you really want to see a liberty-oriented lobbyist out there talking about freedom in front of the state legislature, it's not happening anywhere else but here,
right,
in New Hampshire, and you can get behind him by going to libertylobby.xyz, contribute via, what, PayPal, Bitcoin?
PayPal, Bitcoin, Dash.
I did.
Yeah, it's great. And you've got the Founders Committee. Is that closed now?
Founders Committee closed at the end of October.
Okay. By the way, in New Hampshire, Max Abramson, the gubernatorial candidate, scored 4.3%, which is more than the other libertarian gubernatorial candidates across the United States in the 2016 election. That alone was pretty good news, but it's also important to note, Max did that, which qualified the Libertarian Party for that ballot access we were talking about. Max did that after being excluded from the debates.
Yes, true.
And after making headlines within the last year or so for being a felon, for defending his property with a gun and in the seacoast of New Hampshire.
Right, and that incident happened about 6 years ago.
Right. But it came back up when he got elected state rep.
Right. It gets very interesting suddenly when those things occur. This is one of the reasons that I eschew the idea of running for major office,
and
even though I think I'm...
he did it, and he did better than any of the other libertarian candidates for governor this year, and he's the second highest libertarian vote getter in the state's history in New Hampshire. No?
No.
Not the second highest?
I was looking at the results earlier today. There were, I think, two or three others that got over 4.3%. So Miriam Luce in 1990 got 4.88%.
Is that for governor?
For governor.
Okay.
Somebody a couple years later got 4.5. There was a Senate candidate that I think got 4.5.
Well, then he's the highest in the last 20 years. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's good news, but there's even better news around the so-called Free Staters who ran as well. Coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.